The holiday season is here and Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Millions of people will be spending time with family and friends over turkey, stuffing, and many desserts, with many of those homemade. To help you avoid any misfortunes in the kitchen this holiday season, we're joined in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker by State Farm Public Affairs Specialist Kevin Gamble, who shares common mistakes people make in the kitchen that can lead to home damage.
Probably the number one mistake related to household cooking that can result in fires is not paying attention to the cooking process. The number one cause of kitchen fires is unattended cooking. And so there are some risks involved with holiday cooking, but the good news is that if you just pay attention to the process and monitor what's going on, you can handle most of those things before they turn into actual danger or damage.
What are some of the easiest steps then to avoid those easy kitchen mistakes?
One word of advice would be to, when you're using the cooktop, keep a lid beside the pans you're cooking with. And if you do have a flare-up or a fire starts, slide that lid over the pan, turn off the burner, and allow that to cool before taking that lid back off. That's a good way to snuff out what would typically start a fire. You should never throw water on a kitchen fire. That can just result in it spreading. So definitely best to snuff it out if you can. Another word of advice would be to make sure you have a fire extinguisher handy, either in the kitchen or very close to the kitchen, and make sure that it's a fire extinguisher that is rated for cooking-type fires. Fire extinguishers have different letter ratings assigned to them, A, B, and C, and it's the B type of fire extinguisher, or fire extinguisher that's rated B as well as the other letters, that can be used on fires involving flammable liquids. So make sure that's close at hand. Safety first. If you need to get out if a fire starts, that's definitely an okay thing to do, but if you decide to fight it, make sure you have the right kind of extinguisher.
Now, what about cooking outdoors as to inside?
Well, it's become increasingly popular to cook outside, and a lot of people are frying turkeys these days and so forth. Inherently, that's a more dangerous way to go about it. A lot of people will be doing it anyway, and so a few tips with that would be make sure it's on a flat, level surface because you don't want to have that fryer knocked over, tipped over. You've got a mix of hot cooking oils and fuel that's fueling that fryer, and that can be a combustible mix. And so make sure it's on a flat surface. Give an open radius around the cooking area, both clear of objects and flammable items and people, and about 10 feet or so of empty space around that cooking area. And then one more thing is don't do that frying on a wooden surface like a deck or a wooden patio, because that can cause a big problem if anything upsets that fryer.
And last question, how much damage does the average holiday accidents cause in Missouri on a yearly basis?
Overall, in Missouri last year, there were more than $3 million in home insurance claims that State Farm experienced, and the average claim for each individual case was around $42,000. So we may not think of this as one of the main risks that we face in the holiday season, but when it does happen, it can end up being pretty expensive. And so just those few simple safety precautions can potentially save you a lot of money and a lot of difficulty over the holiday season.
As you start your holiday cooking, remember these quick and easy tips to avoid the possibility of damage in your home that could lead to a long and stressful holiday season. For KMZU News, I'm Nick Sadowski.